Thank you, Mr. Chair. Our full statement will be available online. The Interagency Institute wishes this presidency to be fruitful and looks forward to working with you. First, we'll discuss risk mitigation. Then, we'll talk about the importance of meaningful human control. Finally, we will end with a call for action. Mr. Chair, the Interagency Institute highlights the expansion of AI programs in countries of the West Global North has happened in parallel with the political tensions and political distances between the Global South and the Global North. Such a trend may accelerate differences, reducing the capacity to diffuse crises and disputes of interests. Amara's Law says, we overestimate the short-term impact of a technology, but underestimate its long-term effect. We urge careful consideration. Supporting the creation of these technologies today might lead to their use in ways that could affect your own communities adversely in the future. Mr. Chair, for meaningful human control to be established and IHL respected, we must reject technology-agnostic approaches. We agree with the working paper submitted by the Brazilian delegation on the necessity of establishing limits on targets, duration, geographical scope, and scale of operations, adding the necessity to prohibit autonomous engagement. Mr. Chair, as a think tank composed mostly of native Portuguese speakers, the Interagency Institute calls on the Portuguese-speaking countries to take leadership on this topic. We thank Brazilian Ambassador Flávio D'Amico for chairing this conference during the last years and acknowledges that the challenges this forum faced happened despite his great diplomatic abilities and skillful mediation of negotiations. We celebrate the efforts made by Cabo Verde through sponsoring the draft resolution on laws that led to the General Assembly Resolution 78/241. It was a step towards a legally binding instrument. I thank you.